Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. If you are listening to this broadcast on the Oasis Network, you know that they have once a year a fund drive for that network. David Ingalls and his staff there. And it's a wonderful network. Goes quite a few places in the earth. But once a year, they do a fundraise, and I make for them a prophecy update CD. So I made that yesterday with David Warren. And as I made it and studying for it, I realized that there is something going on right now that we need to talk about. You know, the Bible speaks of the judgment of the nations. And the judgment of the nations is on one criteria: how do they treat Israel? There is right now a great activity in our State Department. Our Secretary of State right now, and if you're listening later, and this man's out and we replay this sometime in the distant future, it may or may not still be going on, but it's been going on for years. For years, the nations of this world and the State Department have been trying to divide the land of Israel, to divide even Jerusalem. It's not a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's actually a devilish thing that is trying to divide Israel. And Israel is not to be divided when God brings them back home to their land. And in fact, it is written, this is really scary, I wish the nations of the world would pay attention. It is written in Joel chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Shaphat in Hebrew is judge. J-E-H-O, you could guess, is Jehovah. Jehovah shall judge. And I will plead with them there. That means have a law case there. I'm going to set forth my cause. The Hebrew word is reeve, and it absolutely is having to do with a case at law. You plead the case. And I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. In the Amplified Translation, it says, my land they have divided. Folks, nations are going to be taken to the judgment, the valley of judgment, nations as nations, for how they treated Israel. And the big crime is if you divide it. When God brings the Jews back home, just like he said he would, he's going to bring them back to that land. They are never to go out of land again, and that land is not to be divided. Right now, the State Department of the United States is trying its best to get all the people in the area, all the nations in the area, the Palestinians, so-called Palestinians, and to get Israel to withdraw from quote-unquote occupied lands, which they received in the 1967 war. Those quote-unquote occupied lands are referred in the Bible as the mountains of Israel. And God has something to say about them. The mountains of Israel include the center spine of Israel. Israel is a nation about the size of New Jersey. Right now it is. It's going to be greater. And it has down its middle, it has a column, it has a spinal column of mountains. To the west, it has the coastal plain and the Mediterranean Sea. To the right, it has the Jordan Valley Rift. But down the middle is what's known as the mountains of Israel. Listen to what cities are on those mountains of Israel. Jerusalem, Jericho, Bethany, Shiloh, some of the Old Testament names that you're probably familiar with. Hebron, Ai, Bethel, Shechem, Shechem we sometimes say, Nablus it's called today. Those are all cities in the mountains of Israel. I'm going to be reading to you. It is so important because even some of our university students are being taught that the Palestinians have as much right to the land as the Jews do. That is not the case. You cannot go by political, what do they call that? Political correctness. You can't go by that. You can't go by what you think or what I think. You have to go by what is written. And God says when he brings them home, he's going to bring them home to that land. He's done it right before our very eyes. That's the biggest thing that's happened. My goodness, they came up out of the Holocaust. Someone told me today they read Elie Wiesel's book, Night. And it's just the horrors of the Holocaust. I watched a Hallmark movie, Irina Sendler, and how she got out children from the Warsaw Ghetto, 2,500, how she saved them. Of course, Corrie Ten Boom. We know her story. This person that had read Elie Wiesel's book, Night, they said to me, I don't know how one of the Jews got away, but he brought them up out of there. And he brought them up. The war was over in 1945. They got released from those ovens. And in 1948, they had their state. He brought them up out of the graves. It is written in chapter 37, Ezekiel 37, you're going to come up out of your graves. That's the dry bones chapter. It looked like they could never live again. And God brought them up and brought them out and brought them home. And when he brings them to their home, peoples of another religion in the area don't want them there. And so they've come against them from the beginning. There's been wars against them, 1948 War of Independence. There was the 1967 Six-Day War. That's when the Jews got back biblical Israel. And biblical Israel includes the mountains of Israel. And now there's a big move on in the earth, and the United States is running around. Our Secretary of State is running around trying to get people to agree, even to push Israel back to the 1967 borders, which would leave Israel only 9 to 11 miles wide at one place. Totally indefensible and would be suicide. But that's not the point. The point is, God said, they're not to be divided. They are to have Jerusalem. There is even a rumor running around right now that some people are trying to get them to give up the sovereignty of the Temple Mount. Folks, they cannot do this. But to push them and to politically try to influence them is wrong. And it's not politically wrong, it's spiritually wrong to tell young people, college students, high school students, that, you know, the Palestinians have as much right to the land as the Jews do. The only way that the Palestinians can be blessed is just like anyone else can be blessed. In Genesis chapter 1, when God sent Abraham to be the father of that nation, he said, those that bless you, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. And so we have a pastor, a Palestinian pastor friend who lives in Jerusalem, in East Jerusalem, has a church there. He's very pro-Israel. He knows that land belongs to the Jews, Stephen. But there are others who are very against the plan of God and are trying to influence our young people that the so-called... But anyway, I started to say this. Pastor Stephen knows that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And so he leads his congregation to bless Israel. Of course, the Islamic people that surround him, they don't like it that he does that. They throw rocks at his church. They try to burn his church. But he goes on, even in the midst of all that, not loving their lives to the death, because he knows God promised that land to the Jews. And he's what most people on earth would call a Palestinian. Now, I'm going to read to you this week from a book, The Mountains of Israel, because we're so ignorant of where these mountains are and of what God has said about them. So I'm going to be reading to you from a book called The Mountains of Israel, The Bible, and The West Bank. This is written by Norma Archbold, A-R-C-H-B-O-L-D. She's English, and she lived in what the world would call the West Bank and put this book together. It is great. I'd like to get it in the hands of every one of our legislators, every college professor, every preacher, a Christian preacher in the world. Mrs. Frieda Lindsay of Christ for the Nation says, it's the most precise, informative, and enlightening book I have ever read on the subject of Israel. Bernice Gerard from Cross Canada TV and national chairman of the Canadian Friends of ICEJ, said, "We were so impressed that we sent copies to all our members of parliament and to the Prime Minister of Canada." Well, I don't know if that was this current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, but Stephen Harper has recently gone to Israel and has stood up and said, "Canada is on the side of Israel. If you go through the waters or if you go through the fire, we'll be there with you." And Zola Levitt, he said, "I encourage every believer to read this book. This book is a must, and we are making it available to you for only $7. That's going to include shipping. Normally, it sells for $10. And the title of it is The Mountains of Israel, the Bible, and the West Bank. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request the book, The Mountains of Israel. We will send it to you, including shipping, for only $7. Or you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Now, I'm going to just give you, we'll start with the book tomorrow. Today, I want to read you from the book, the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 36, about the mountains of Israel. And this is the time when Israel had been carried off into Babylonian captivity. With them went their prophet Ezekiel. And God spoke a word to the mountains of Israel because the people were being cast out. And God had him give this word, Ezekiel 36. "Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has set against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore, you prophesy and say." And then the Lord gives the whole chapter of Ezekiel 36. I wish you would read it before we come back tomorrow. And you will see that he says he lifted up his hands, verse 7. He lifted up his hands that the Jews are going to come home. The cities would be rebuilt, verse 10. That's what the world calls West Bank settlements. And that God would bring them home. They would never be gone again. Read Ezekiel chapter 36, The Mountains of Israel. And tomorrow I'm going to start with this book. And you're going to see how it talks about when everybody is running around and trying to give away what the world calls the West Bank. They're trying to give away the mountains of Israel. They're trying to work against the very word of God concerning those mountains of Israel. Now, the mountains of Israel have to do with the Jews and have to do with the nations. The nations are going to be judged on how they treat Israel and whether they acknowledge God's plan for those mountains. For the church, God has said it to us. There's the Jews, the nations, and the church, you know, 1 Corinthians 10:32, three groups of peoples. And for the church, God has spoken that we will be a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle, and that the very glory of God will be revealed through us. God gave me a revelation on this years ago, and I'm going to be at our church, a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 23rd through 26th. That's March 23rd through 26th. We will be streaming it live, a Revealing the Glory seminar. So we'd like you to be with us if you can, or be with us on the air. Give us a telephone call, 1-800-972-3447, to find out details. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.